SMS us on 31702 or 31567.
18 minutes past 12 o'clock, and residents at the Marikana informal settlements in Philippi have appealed for the police to strengthen their presence in their area in the Cape. Multiple shootings on Friday night left 11 people dead in what has been seen as revenge attacks for vigilantism in the area. Reports say around 20 people were killed there recently. Police management, they are visiting the area today, and on the line is the spokesperson for the police ministry, Vuyo Maga. Good afternoon, Vuyo. Welcome to the Midday Report. Now, do we know who exactly was responsible for Friday night shootings?
No, the minister is just a bit delayed. She will be getting that brief now. To understand how far are they with the investigation and basically what's happening.
Okay, sorry, Vuyo. It's a bit of a noisy line. If you could just stand out of the wind a little bit. I think the wind's catching your phone. Yeah. Residents saying that the police normally leave the area at sunset. They are concerned that the police go at 5 o'clock and they're left to their own devices at night. Is that right, and is that being addressed?
It will be one of the things that are addressed. As you'll know, in and around the Philip East precinct, the police have deployed the Deputy Commissioner, Major General Manley, together with the TRT as well as the initial intervention unit. They will be based here for quite some time to make sure that they respond to the criminal challenges that have been visiting our people here.
Right. Vigilante is also a major problem in the area. These attacks were seen as reprisals for that.
Well, it's obviously part of the briefs that the minister will try to get from the police, to understand exactly what is in the center of this particular problem, why the police are not responding adequately, to the grievances of our people, and therefore where must we then basically strengthen? And I think after the brief with the minister, the minister would be in a better place to have an appreciation where we are and what therefore needs to be done.
I think I'm going to let you go in a second, but just one more question. Will there be a continued police presence in that area?
Yes, there will be a police presence for quite some time, and I think that has been the instruction up until everything comes to normality and we get a lasting solution to this situation.
Just speaking of which, and while I do have you on the line, also 3,000 police posts won't be filled. It's due to budgetary constraints. Would you care to comment on that? Why is this?
Well, you'll understand the current economic downturn in South Africa as well as in the country. Currently, you are supposed to have a plus 3,000 from the current staff complement from the police. And obviously, due to that, those posts can't necessarily be filled now. But the minister is still in conversation with the Department of Finance, the Minister of Treasury, to basically to say the importance of policing in South Africa, therefore the need to have that. So that is an ongoing conversation, but as things stand, the idea is that we can then fill the posts that are there to increase the capacity.
Right, that's the Minister of Police's spokesperson, Vuyo Maga. Thanks for your time on the Midday Report on the line from Cape Town.